From Washington, this is VOA News. The EU answers a Ukrainian call for help. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The European Union needs to know more before it can even start discussing a proposal by Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko to deploy an EU police mission in the country. In an emergency meeting late Wednesday, Poroshenko called for UN peacekeepers to be deployed to monitor a ceasefire in East Ukraine, a proposal that pro-Russia rebels swiftly said would be in breach of a peace deal. Maciej Popowski, the Deputy Secretary General for the European External Action Service, said the request is under consideration.
We are aware of the Ukrainian idea or proposal, which was floated by the president, but we need to know more. We need some clarity. Any kind of EU engagement would have to be based on a clear mandate and discussed with the member states.
Ukraine pulled thousands of troops out of the east Ukrainian town of Debaltseve Wednesday after failing to stop an offensive by Moscow-backed rebels, who said the railway hub was not part of last week's ceasefire. Greece sent its European creditors a proposal on Thursday in a last-moment bid to unfreeze talks on its bailout program and end uncertainty over its future in the euro. Hopes of a deal, however, were quickly dampened by Germany, the main creditor. The government in Athens offered to extend its rescue loan agreement by 6 months, as the eurozone had demanded in order to give all sides more time to hash out a more permanent deal. It held back, however, on offering to continue in full a series of budget cuts and reforms that the eurozone had required. The German finance ministry said in a statement the letter from the government is not a substantial proposal. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama said Wednesday that Muslims in the United States and around the world have a responsibility to fight a misconception that terrorist groups like the Islamic State speak for them. It was the U.S. president's most direct remarks yet about any link between Islam and terrorism.
Now, leading up to this summit, there's been a fair amount of debate in the press and among pundits about the words we use to describe and frame this challenge. So I want to be very clear about how I see it. Al-Qaeda and ISIL and groups like it are desperate for legitimacy. They try to portray themselves as religious leaders, holy warriors in defense of Islam.
President said all individuals have a duty to speak up very clearly in opposition to violence against innocent people. Jordan circulated a draft United Nations Security Council resolution late Wednesday that would lift an arms embargo against the Libyan government, work toward halting the flow of weapons to militants, and push for Libya's internationally recognized government to return to the capital in Tripoli. The council met earlier for emergency talks on the situation in Libya, where militias and two parallel governments have left the country in a persistent state of instability following the 2011 ouster of leader Muammar Gaddafi. The session came days after Islamic State militants released a video showing the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians who had been kidnapped in Libya. Libya has been under an arms embargo since 2011. The internationally recognized government, now operating out of Tobruk, has been able to petition a UN committee to ask that certain weapon sales be approved, but there remains some unease in lifting the embargo, with fears that the arms could end up in the hands of many militant groups operating in Libya. The head of Nigerian militant group Boko Haram has threatened to disrupt that country's elections, which were already postponed until next month because of violence. In a new video posted online, Boko Haram chief Abubakar Shekau said that even if clashes cost his fighters their lives, Allah will not allow the elections to proceed. The militant group has repeatedly warned Nigerians not to vote in the presidential and parliamentary elections, now set for March 28th. The polls were originally scheduled for February 14th, but election officials decided to push back that vote. Meanwhile, reports from southeastern Niger say at least 20 people were killed after an unidentified plane dropped a bomb on a village near the Nigerian border. Nigeria has denied responsibility for the bombing, which took place in an area where Boko Haram is active. The Nigerian military says its forces have killed more than 300 militants.
That's the latest world news from VOA.